The first reading for today is from John 16, 12 through 24. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them at the present time. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take from Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. This is why I said that He takes from Mine and will disclose it to you. A little while, and you no longer are going to see Me. And again, a little while, and you will see Me. So some of His disciples said to one another, "What is this that He is telling us, a little while, and you are not going to see Me? And again, a little while, and you will see Me? And because I'm going to the Father." So they were saying, "What is this that He says, a little while? We do not know what He is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to question Him, and He said to them, "Are you deliberating together about this that I said, 'A little while, and you are not going to see Me, and again a little while, and you will see Me'? Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one is going to take your joy away from you. And on that day you will not question Me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in My name, He will give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in My name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full." Revelation 5. I saw in the right hand of Him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed up with 7 seals, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. Then I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome, so as to be able to open the scroll and its 7 seals. And I saw between the throne with the 4 living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slaughtered, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And He came and took the scroll out of the right hand of Him who sat on the throne. When He had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are You to take the scroll and to break its seals. For You were slaughtered, and You purchased people for God with Your blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You have made them into a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.' Then I looked, and I heard the voices of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing.' And I heard every created thing which is in heaven, or on the earth, or under the earth, or on the sea, and all the things in them saying, 'To Him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be the blessing, the honor, the glory, and the dominion forever and ever.' And the 4 living creatures were saying, 'Amen.' And the elders fell down and worshipped." Job 31:1-23. "I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I look at a virgin? And what is the portion of God from above? Or the inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is it not disaster to the criminal and misfortune to those who practice injustice? Does He not see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with deception and my foot has hurried after deceit, Let him weigh me with accurate scales, and let God know my integrity. If my step has turned from the way, or my heart followed my eyes, or if any spot has stuck to my hands, let me sow and another eat, and let my crops be uprooted. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or I have lurked at my neighbor's doorway, may my wife grind grain for another, and let others kneel down over her. For that would be a lustful crime. Moreover, it would be wrongdoing punishable by judges, for it would be fire that consumes to Abaddon, and would uproot all my increase. If I have rejected the claim of my male or female slaves when they filed a complaint against me, what then could I do when God arises? And when he calls me to account, how am I to answer him? Did he who made me in the womb not make him, and the same one create us in the womb? If I have kept the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel alone, and the orphan has not shared it. But from my youth he grew up with me as with a father, and from my infancy I guided her. If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or that the needy had no covering, if his waist has not thanked me, and if he has not been warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the orphan, because I saw I had support in the gate, may my shoulder fall from its socket, and my arm be broken off at the elbow. For disaster from God is a terror to me, and because of his majesty I can do nothing. Amos 1 and 2. The words of Amos, who was among the sheepherders from Tekoa, which he saw in visions concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam son of Joash king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, The Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem he utters his voice, and the shepherds' pasture grounds mourn, and the summit of Carmel dries up. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of Damascus, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they threshed Gilead with iron sledges. So I will send fire upon the house of Hazael, and it will consume the citadels of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the gate bar of Damascus, and eliminate every inhabitant from the valley of Avon, as well as him who holds the scepter, from Beth Eden. So the people of Aram will be exiled to Kir, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of Gaza, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they led into exile an entire population to turn them over to Edom. So I will send fire on the wall of Gaza, and it will consume her citadels. I will also eliminate every inhabitant from Ashdod, as well as him who holds the scepter, from Ashkelon. And I will direct my power against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines will perish, says the Lord God. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of Tyre, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they turned an entire population over to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send fire on the wall of Tyre, and it will consume her citadels. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of Edom, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and stifled his compassion. His anger also tore continually, and he maintained his fury forever. So I will send fire upon Teman, and it will consume the citadels of Bozrah. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of the sons of Ammon, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their borders. So I will kindle a fire on the wall of Rabbah, and it will consume her citadels amid war cries on the day of battle, and amid a storm on the day of tempest. Their king will go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of Moab, and for 4, I will not revoke its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. So I will send fire upon Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kerioth, and Moab will die amid the panic of battle, amid war cries and the sound of a trumpet. I will also eliminate the judge from her midst and slay all her leaders with him, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says, For 3 offenses of Judah, and for four, I will not revoke its punishment, because they rejected the law of the Lord and have not kept his statutes. Their lies also have led them astray, those which their fathers followed. So I will send fire upon Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. For three offenses of Israel and for four, I will not revoke its punishment, because they sell the righteous for money and the needy for a pair of sandals. These who trample the head of the helpless to the dust of the earth also divert the way of the humble, and a man and his father resort to the same girl, so as to profane my holy name. And on garments seized as pledges they stretch out beside every altar, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of those who have been fined. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, though his height was like the height of cedars, and he was as strong as the oaks. I also destroyed his fruit above, and his roots below. And it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you in the wilderness for 40 years, so that you might take possession of the land of the Amorite. Then I raised up some of your sons to be prophets, and some of your young men to be Nazarites. Is this not so, you sons of Israel? Declares the Lord. But you made the Nazarites drink wine, and you commanded the prophets, saying, You shall not prophesy. Behold, I am making a rut in the ground beneath you, just as a wagon makes a rut when filled with sheaves. Refuge will be lost from the swift, and the strong will not strengthen his power, nor the warrior save his life. The one who grasps the bow will not stand his ground, the swift of foot will not escape, nor will the one who rides the horse save his life. Even the bravest among the warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord.